This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price MSP for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers, and this reflects the NDA government's commitment towards improving the lives of farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added that the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said that the MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in the 2024 season, while it is 100 rupees more for boll copra in comparison to the 2024 season. Mr. Vaishnav said that National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India Limited and National Cooperative Consumers Federation will be the central nodal agencies for procurement of copra under price support scheme. Mr. Vaishnav said that the state governments will have a big role in it, so this procurement will be done with the cooperation of the state government corporations. He also informed that Karnataka has the highest share in production of copra with 32.7%, followed by Tamil Nadu with 25.7% share in production. The External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said that apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issues of peaceful border management comprehensively. Replying to a query, the spokesperson said India supports a democratic, stable, peaceful, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. He said New Delhi has reiterated its willingness to build a positive and constructive relationship with Bangladesh based on mutual trust, respect and mutual sensitivity to each other's concerns and interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait tomorrow at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. The Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community in Kuwait. Addressing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary in External Affairs Ministry Arun Kumar Chatterjee said this will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract worth 7,629 crore rupees for procurement of K9 Vajra T self-propelled tracked artillery guns for the Indian Army. The contract was signed by senior officials of the ministry and representatives of Larsen & Toubro Limited in presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said the procurement of K9 Vajra will catalyse the artillery modernisation and enhance overall operational readiness of the Indian Army. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die. Amid din, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election were referred to Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. In Rajasthan, the death toll has risen to 11 in the gas tanker fire accident on Jaipur-Ajmer Highway. 29 people have been injured in the incident, which took place at around 6 this morning when a gas tanker collided with a truck near the Ring Road on Ajmer Highway, triggering massive fire engulfing several vehicles nearby. In women's cricket, India have entered the final of the inaugural Under-19 Women's Asia Cup, defeating Sri Lanka in the Super 4 match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. The women in blue, led by Nikki Prasad, defeated Sri Lanka by 4 wickets in the Super 4 match today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.